Hello world and welcome to another episode of the Geeks from the Trap podcast. I'm your host Colin Mill. I'm here with my co-host of the evening, Danielle.
Hello, what's going on people? How you doing?
So guys, I know I'm going to, you're probably going to be like, oh come on now. I'm late to the party when it comes to Beyonce, Black is King. Super late to the party. How many months has it been? It's been a while now since it's been out.
I want to say, might
have
been a month or two.
I just want to say at least 2 months. This thing been out. But, you know, my Disney Plus was off, and so much stuff was going on. I'm just like, all right, I'm going to get to it when there's a couple stuff I want to get on Disney Plus. Because I had Disney Plus for a minute. I wasn't using it. And then I was like, let me wait until The Mandalorian comes back on. You know, let me wait till December when Mulan is free. You know, so I'll watch Black and King by then. But then, you know, I'm meeting with Danielle. You know, we over here making plans for our stand-up debut and all. Definitely. And she was like, yo, you got to see Black is King. So I'm like, all right, you know, while I have the opportunity, let me go ahead and see this thing. And man, I was not ready for all that extraordinaire.
Right.
Like, whoo. Right. That was a masterpiece.
Yes, it was.
Now, let me say something. Now, I am not Beyonce's main demographic. You know, I feel like I need to point that out now. You know, Beyonce's main demographic is, you know, women. Yeah. You know, that's her audience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, that merger between Beyonce and Jay-Z is pretty much what kept me in the Beyonce loop after Destiny's Child. You know what I mean? Like, I was the Destiny's Child fan growing up, you know, with the Writing on the Wall album, you know, the No, remix with Wyclef and all, you know, like, I remember Beyonce on Smart Guy. I go back when it comes to with Destiny's Child and stuff. Bootylicious, all that. I still bump Bootylicious to this day.
I can't.
Like, it's sad. You see this grown-ass man, like, I don't think you're ready for this, Jay. Like, boy, sit down somewhere with that. Like, oh, man, my body too bootylicious. But, you know, when it comes to, like, Beyonce with the album, the visual album, and then Beyonce Lemonade, you know, I saw both of them when they first dropped, you know, especially because I was dating a woman at that time. So, of course, there was no avoiding that when it drops.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, to me, they were just like a bunch of music videos back to back. You know what I mean? They wasn't like a movie. They were a movie. They were visual albums. You know, so I expected Black is King to be a visual album. That's why I was in no rush to see it. I'm just like, it's going to be just a bunch of music videos cut together. I'm in no rush to see that. You know what I mean? That's why I'm completely wrong. When they say it's a film by Beyonce, they really mean it's a film. It is an experience. I'm actually upset that we didn't get to have this experience in theaters. Like, if Disney know what's good for them, they'll put this on IMAX when people are able to go back to the movies. Because this is something we need to experience on a big screen.
It's true.
I'm telling you, like I was telling you earlier with the whole Kanye West thing. Kanye West dropped Jesus is King? I think that was the name of it. Mm-hmm. He dropped a movie or documentary or concert film for it. It was 30 minutes. People pay to see that. People pay to see that. And I remember looking at it because I'm like, hold up, this is not part of my A-list stuff? Nah, I'm good. I'm not paying. And when I went to the movies today, I forgot what I went to go see. There were so many people going to see the... They were dressed for a concert. They went, like, it was like, holy shit. Damn, am I missing out? Like, this is an experience I'm missing out on? And seeing Black is King, I'm like, this is something that we missed out on. That happened in theaters. You know what I mean?
Because of Black is King and watching it, I actually subscribed to Tidal and downloaded the whole Black is King album because...
Support Black business.
Yes, yeah.
Even though he had a whole bunch of white folks working in there.
Definitely, probably so, whatever. Everybody needs a job, but...
Capitalism,
you know,
what can I say?
I guess. It's America.
Right.
So, I feel
Swedish?
Like...
Ain't it in Sweden or something?
I don't know, but I feel like if... I could give Jeff Bezos $5 a month for Amazon Music. I could pay Jay-Z and Beyonce for their subscription too.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to her album every single day for motivation. It's
right.
Just like
it is the most motivation. I'm gonna play this in the background all the time. It's just gonna be on all the time.
Yes,
just like,
especially Power.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing song. All the songs on the album is absolutely incredible.
We were robbed the fact this wasn't in theaters. Like, I'm telling you, like, I saw Michael Jackson Thriller in theaters in IMAX. And when I say that was like a concert, the way in the, like an IMAX speakers and everything like that, like you want to get up off your feet, like, yeah, this is how you do it. You know what I mean? So I was like, damn, imagine if we got to see, it's going to happen. There's no way Disney's not going to put Black is King in theater. They'll be fucking stupid as hell not to do that. At least in Disney World. Be smart enough to have it in Disney World. Motherfucker will pull up to Disney World just to see Beyonce for shit they already have at home. They will pull up to Disney World to see that shit. Like that, especially Black is King, the way I just experienced, I'm just like, wow. Yeah. This was a full production.
Yeah.
This was like I'm just like, damn, it's only an hour and 30 minutes. Like, it's not, it's just 6 hours of this.
There's no more.
We're getting a sequel.
Right, exactly. But you did say they gave her money to
do something. Yeah, didn't they gave Beyonce $100 million to do 3 more projects with them? Yeah. So, well, not with them, for her Parkwood Entertainment brand. You know, so, you know, she could do whatever she want with that money, basically. You know, she can pull a Tyler Perry and only spend $1 million and keep $99 million to herself.
She can make another one of these things.
Nah, yeah, this was expensive. I'm pretty sure she's going to do another one of these. It's going to be expensive. It is going to be expensive. But everything about this was on point. The direction, you know, the wardrobe. Oh, the wardrobe. I'm about to just dress like the Africans in Black is King. Like,
everybody from the wardrobe is black.
I need their contacts. I need emails. I need all that. I need to know prices. Like, hit me with the digits because I need that in my life. You know, this was $20 million. That's all it was? $20 million? That's crazy. I would never expected Black is King would have been, because that felt like $100 million.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the thing that really get, like, really grabs you is the visuals.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the music is great, too. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. The music is perfect. But the visuals, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a movie where, you know, there's dialogue every scene. It's not like, you know, opening act and, you know, yeah, people discussing stuff and whatever. The whole film is carried through the music. The music and then these, you know, little voiceovers here and there. But there's no dialogue. There's no, you know, I don't know how to describe it. It's not a traditional, it's an art film. It's a very art film, you know.
Right.
Conversations are going through the film like a stream of consciousness. They're not really, you know, they're not real. And, you know, unless you count the scenes from like Lion King, because they do have snippets from Lion King. You know, because whenever it was marketed to me, the way they were saying, you know, it was a retelling of the Lion King film. So I was expecting there's a black remake of Lion King, you know. And it wasn't off from that. It's not that far off, you know, but it's not a literal. It's not a literal Lion King thing. You know, according to Yahoo Finance, Beyonce's Black is King only attracted 4% of Disney users on debut weekend data. And I want to call bullshit on that.
Definitely.
There's no way that only 4% of Disney Plus wanted to see Beyonce.
Bullshit.
Nah. If that's the case, y'all might as well just took this shit and put it on Tidal. Like, it would have been way higher. And we know how black people spend money. You can't tell me black people is only 4%.
Right.
4% of Disney Plus is black folks? Nah. I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that. Because every time Beyonce do anything,
right,
that shit goes sold out, gone. You know, like, so you're telling me that only 4% of Disney Plus is black?
Lies.
Like, I highly, highly doubt that. I highly doubt that. Now, if you want to say, you know, based off the demographics, like, old folks ain't watching it on Disney Plus, then I believe it. But old folks don't know how to do shit anyway on these streaming devices. They don't know how to find shit. Like, they know how to turn on the cable, turn on TV, that's it. So, I would, you know, but if you're talking about someone from at least, I want to say, 40 down,
yeah,
they definitely watched that shit. They definitely had Disney Plus and saw it. There's no way. No way. And if they're younger, in their 20s, definitely got on Disney Plus to see that.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Now, if they're younger than 18, I don't know if they got a job or a debit card to begin Disney Plus, but if they had their parents' account, I'm pretty sure they found a way to watch it. You know what I mean?
I can't see how much money she's made so far, because it came out July 31st.
It was July 31st, so yeah. So I'm 2 months behind. I'm basically 2 months behind. But what do you call it? Disney, I know, must have paid so much money to have that specifically on Disney Plus as a Disney Plus original. There's no way that, you know, that Disney was just like, yeah, go ahead, we'll give you the money and you can go ahead and, you know, put on a title. Like, I'm pretty sure there was, you know, but then again, like I said, she got $100 million to do more stuff. So I'm guessing Disney was like,
they waited more than just damn 4% of viewers, bullshit.
Like, $100 million is a whole lot of money. You know, and it's 3 projects they gave her. 3.
Right.
You know how many projects you could do with $300 million? I mean, $100 million?
Thank you.
You could do at least a couple movies on that budget. Beyonce could just bankroll productions for at least a couple of years. She'd be straight. She could shoot that shit at Tyler Perry Studios. That's where they shot Black Panther.
pretty much.
Yeah, I always thought that was crazy. It's just like, damn, Tyler, you don't see that on your lot and be like, damn, I should be doing something with my money. Like, this is what y'all doing in here on my land. I can do something. You know, this shit's a Walking Dead on his shit. And he's like,
oh, damn.
And he's like, bro, you don't see what they doing in Greece. Like, you know what? Maybe I should just do this. You know, he's just like, nah, I'm gonna follow my own rules. It worked for me. I made $1 billion. Like, all right. Keep pumping that trash, my nigga.
Yeah, she's probably still making money off this shit. That's why they don't have the full numbers yet.
Well, she's most likely going to be from Tidal. You know, that's the only stream that I can think of that she's going to be getting paid in the album sales because people are still buying the album stuff. And I think I saw it on Vinyl. But I doubt she's getting any streams. She get paid for the streams from Disney Plus.
Right.
That I know is not happening. That's.
Well, I done watched it 5 times now, so it is. Thank you. I gave her 5 streams.
I don't think that's how that works. That's not how that works. I know with Netflix, the reason why they keep canceling shows after like 2 seasons is because they're like, oh, people ain't watching it. We're not doing it no more. You know what I mean? They don't earn any money for people watching it. You know, they earn money for keeping people staying subscribed to the platform. You know, so if they look at the data and be like, okay, people are watching this, we'll produce more.
Right.
You know. You know, they Plus were smart enough to like, hey, we'll keep the Beyonce fans on Disney Plus if we have this on it, and you only can watch it here. You know, so yeah, that's all. It's all about subscribing. You know, it's not like YouTube where people get paid per views and stuff like that. Yeah, but it's the thing about Black is King, is that's something that should be seen everywhere. That sucks that you only can watch it on Disney Plus. Like, damn, the exclusivity of fucking Black culture, man.
Right.
It's just like, Black culture can never be accessed everywhere. There's always got to be, like, some type of, you know, thing in a way. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, you want your culture? Go through this loop real quick.
Right.
Like, damn it, man, I can't just take my culture. It's my culture.
Basically.
No, not at all. We got to be like fucking Killmonger and Black Panther and shit. Got to steal that shit. Like, nah, I'm taking it. You know?
That's crazy, though.
It's the truth, though. You know? Speaking of Disney and Black culture and whatnot, so, like I told you earlier, Barry Jenkins, the director of Moonlight, and if Bill Street Could Talk, is that what it's called? Hill Street? I thought it was Bill Street. If Bill Street Could Talk, I think it was called. Yeah, please look it up. But, what I call it, he is now directing Lion King 2. Now, I thought the first Lion King was like, like, to me, because, you know, the animation had more, Yeah, it's funny. If Bill Street Could Talk, right? Yeah. So he's directing the new one. So I already know it's probably going to look great because he has a great directing style, you know.
He did the last one?
No, John Favreau did the last one. He's the guy who did Iron Man and, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, Iron Man was cool, you know what I mean? But I didn't like Lion King because it just wasn't like, it felt like watching National Geographic with the Lion King soundtrack playing in the background.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to. That's what I heard it was.
I saw it in IMAX, and yeah, you know, everybody was there because I wanted to see what, you know, whether it was going to be great or not. And I made sure I saw it in the city. I saw it in the city because I was like, 34th
Street.
Because I was like, I want to see the main audience reaction to this. You know what I mean? Because I could have went to any small theater that I usually go to and watch it by myself, basically.
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, I want to see all of New York's reaction to this movie. And everybody was there with the music. The Beyonce fans were out. Well, that's one thing. They were there specifically for fucking Beyonce. Like, you knew who was there for Beyonce within sight. You knew, like, okay, you're here for Beyonce. Specifically, you're not here for no goddamn Lion King. You're not here for no Disney movie. You're here to hear Beyonce. It's clear as fucking day who was Beyonce fans in there. It's crazy. But, you know, besides the music, you know, it felt flat. Like, you can't, the animals had no, you know, facial recognition. Like, you can't tell the emotions it was going through. You just saw a lion just sitting there singing. It was like, okay, this is not like you're so used to the cartoon, but there's so much emotions, you know, especially they gave them like human, you know, type of personality traits in a cartoon. In this movie, there's none of that. It was just lions.
Well, that's why, because it was live in effect. So you weren't going to get that. It's not a cartoon.
Still, like, I don't need full. I mean, technically, it wasn't real animals. Lions, it wasn't. But they didn't shoot with real lions, though.
I know that shit. But they want a real lion in real life. It's not going to be looking like the Simba ass in a cartoon.
You could try just a little bit.
How?
You can try. It's animation. It's called animation.
I would have looked weird as fuck. Even weird.
But did you see Jungle Book?
Yes.
They were singing the Jungle Book.
Maybe it's a different director.
No, actually, it's the same director.
Oh, I don't fucking know that.
Now, granted, you know, Christopher Walken's, but then sing, you know, just like, you know, we'll walk like you, talk like he, the way he sang it was just like, oh God, no, stop singing it. Like, you know,
yeah, she had a fucking wild boar and a goddamn meerkat. Come the fuck on now. Really?
I still wanted to see
it. Yeah, you were looking for too much.
From a Disney movie?
Yes!
From a Disney movie?
How do you expect? I'm really trying to figure out how y'all was
expecting. If anywhere I'm supposed to get that, it's from a Disney movie.
You ain't gonna get no cartoon to real life. You're not.
That's, what was Aladdin?
I don't fucking know. I didn't watch it.
Oh, Aladdin was fucking perfect.
Was it?
It was fucking perfect. I saw that movie at least seven times in theaters. Yeah, I was gonna watch it. I seen at least seven times in theaters. I mean, especially, man, because of Will Smith. Dude, I'm you know what I mean?
First when we started off saying, I'm out.
But you know, Disney make everybody sound good. Disney got, they got the best engineers. They got the best engineers in the world. They can make anybody sound like the best singer in the world.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, Will Smith, he was literally the reason why I wanted to go back to the movie back to back. Like, every time I went back to the movie, I was upset that I had to wait 40 minutes for Will Smith to pop up. Like, God damn, I gotta wait till this man show up again. Like, oh, all right, let's get this going. Let's get this going. No, I love Will Smith. I don't know if I ever showed you the clip where I went to go see Gemini Man and they fucked up the projector. Like, it was bad.
Was the movie even good?
I liked it. I did like it. My issue was they promoted the twist too fucking early. You should have never known the person was a younger version of him. That should have been a twist you found out at the movie. Would have blew everybody's fucking mind. But no, they used that to be the promotion stuff. Like, no, you're stupid. That's not how you make a movie anymore. You got surprise niggas with that shit. It should have just been Will Smith was a fucking spy or whatever, assassin nigga was after him. And at the movies, you find out it's a younger him. Would have drove everybody nuts and everybody would have went to the movie theater to see it if they would have told you, they got a younger Will Smith in there. Like, what? The fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean? That's not what it did. But I went to see, I saw it in first, I think maybe at Fresh Metals or one of the AMC around here. But it was in regular, you know, standard 2D or whatever. But in the city, they were playing it with a different, like, speed or whatever, right? Like, yeah, and I wanted to see what the fuck the difference was. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to the city. We're going to see this movie and see the difference, right? So we get there. There's no sound. Movie just playing, no sound. So I'm like, yo, what's going on here? Nice. Go downstairs. Hey, man, what the hell's going on up there? And especially because I got stock at AMC, so I don't play that shit. Like, yo, I consider myself a shareholder of this bitch. Y'all niggas going to make sure this shit work. So,
well, excuse the fuck out of me.
Hey, you're going to spend money there. You got to get that money back somehow, all right? So,
shit.
What do I call it? I go.
That was bad. Yeah. Let me see the magic.
I go back up. Guy, white boy come in. And this is all on video. I have this online. You know, so white boy go on the projector. He fixes it. So I'm like, and it's crazy because the whole time I'm in that bitch, I'm talking to the audience like I'm the owner. Like, can you, you good? You good? You're like, I'm over here checking on everybody. I sit down. Movie starts playing. They're playing the wrong movie. I'm like before they shit even start. This is all on video. I see the clouds. I see the little top of the castle. I'm like, oh hell no! They're about to play a Disney movie, nigga. You better play Maleficent, my nigga. I'm banging on this fucking projector door like, hey, my nigga, you playing the wrong movie. You playing the wrong movie. You're like, what? I'm like, we ain't here to see no damn Angelina Jolie. You better put that Will Smith movie on. Alright, guy goes back in, fix the projector again. Do his thing. I'm like, all right, cool. Movie star on the plane. Dead ass. I'm telling you, word for word. This is online. The footage is there. So finally, the movie's getting ready to play. And because I've seen the movie, I know what it's supposed to, how it's supposed to play and start. So I'm watching it. I'm like, nah, something is off. Something is wrong. Put my glasses on. The shit is all like remember when we were trying to buy bootleg cable back in the day and the channels be all over the place and shit. I'm like, nah, this is not how it's supposed to be. So I'm now looking at everybody else like, yo, can you see? Can you see? I'm asking everybody, nah, hold the fuck up. Back at this nigga again, like, yo, my nigga, the fuck is going on here? Y'all need to fix this. Guy, white boy goes back like, oh, man. Like, fix the projector one more time. I'm just like, nah, I came to see Will. You're not fucking up my experience. I came to see Will. I'm here to see Will. And that's why I kept seeing Aladdin back to back to back, because I came to see Will.
I used to work for the competition.
Which one, Regal? How did you work in a movie that every time I try to work for a movie, they tell me no. They must know my true agenda. Like, they think it's not going to work. Nah, he's just going to watch movies all fucking day.
Nah, that was my first job I got when I moved to Virginia. First job ever, yo. Concession stand.
But it wasn't a fancy one where they serve food or it was a regular popcorn?
Regular popcorn, hot dog bowls.
I feel for the ones who got to work in the actual restaurant ones. Because I
was out when they put the restaurant in. I'm like, nope.
I'm telling you, I can't do fast food. Why would I tell you? When I my first beer with Sonic, I worked at Sonic 2 weeks. I was out. Fucking out. I was like, this ain't it.
Yeah,
this
I ain't it. At Chili's, like, maybe about that time. I told you, I bitch moving stoves and shit. No, that is manual labor. Oh, that wasn't it. White boy got mad because I was making more money than him. Told the bosses and they fired me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, ain't that some bullshit?
Bitch, I have more experience than you. The fuck you mean?
What? Right.
All
right,
well.
And they want to talk about equality. Right? But I'm telling you, Will Smith was the number one reason why I came back to see Aladdin. And it wasn't like he was trying to do what Robin Williams did. It was Will as the genie. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It worked. It worked. It worked enough for me to keep coming back. I can tell you that. I kept coming back, especially for when he did Friends Like Me. Like, that sequence alone made me go back to see it in IMAX 3D a couple times. Because it didn't look the same in regular 3D. It didn't look the same in regular 2D. But when you saw that shit in IMAX 3D, that shit was brighter. That shit was crispier. That shit was all fucking punch.
We're talking about Beyonce thing now. We're getting on topic here. We're
technically on topic of Disney in general. We always talk about Disney property and shit like that. I definitely would want to see Blackie King in 3D. That'd be some shit. But yeah, they wasn't that. There's no visual effects in Blackie King. You know, it's a lot. It's mostly really good cinematography and lighting. And everything like that. Great wardrobe, you know. Great set design, right? You know. Like everything. Like I can guarantee it now. I'm gonna steal a lot of shit from this and put it in my work. And like you're gonna be like, damn, he got really inspired by that Blackest King. Yo, this shit's showing up everywhere in his work.
Pharrell was standing behind water jugs, yo.
For real.
Blue painted motherfucking water jugs.
And I would never know that until they got that close up.
To the wall.
I would never know that until they did that close up. That close up was like, oh, wait, those jugs? Those are painted jugs. Okay.
I was like, I never saw that when I first saw
the
shit. I was
about to
say, you gotta watch it like 2, 3, 4 times.
This is gonna be on my thing on forever. This is literally booed forever. This is gonna stay on repeat. This
so
is
good.
Like Disney was smart. Like, nah, this is gonna stay.
Definitely.
It's gonna stay here.
I'm so happy I saw it. I'm
I hope the guys that do a Black Panther 2 are taking notes. Ryan Coogler, you better be taking notes.
Right?
Like, you better make Wakanda look like this, man. Like,
stupid.
I want Wakanda look like this, man.
You're stupid.
Like, come on now. Let's get this. I want to see this. You know, and now I'm thinking about it because, you know, the guy Coming to America 2 coming out this year. Supposedly, you know, Corona. Done messed up everything else.
Wrong,
right? But now I'm like, dang, when they show Zumunda, that shit better look like Black is King. Like, I don't see nothing weaker.
Yeah,
no,
I want cartoon lions for a real life movie. Okay.
So what?
You want cartoon lions for a real life movie.
But that's Disney. Disney.
That's not where they were trying to go.
I know they want to be photorealistic and all, right. But it doesn't work. It doesn't fucking work. Animals can't sing anyway. So why the fuck we gotta be all that realistic?
I don't know. Somebody asked them. I said they want that shit.
Disney made $1 billion over that shit. They didn't give two fucks what they could thought. They made $1 billion. That's why they made a new one. That's why I'm hoping Barry Jenkins looks at that
first Lion King too.
Yeah, but they're not based off of that. It's a different story they're doing.
See, he ain't no fucking shit. I heard they're trying to remake Gremlins. Why, bitch?
But that's not Disney, though. That's, Universal.
Yeah.
I feel like you could do another Gremlins, but it couldn't be a reboot. It gotta be a sequel.
How? A sequel? Oh, shit, that has to be a sequel. Fuck.
It could be a sequel. If it's a sequel, it works. But it's gonna be a reboot. I know they're gonna reboot it. They fucking just rebooted The Craft. Did you see the trailer for that?
No.
They did a reboot of The Craft.
Why?
Because money. That's why. Blumhouse did it. Blumhouse. You guys behind Get Out and all those movies. You know, I like some of the stuff that they do, you know. So I know it's not going to suck.
It
looks like it's connected to that universe of the original movie. So it's not a remake per se. But it's basically a remake. You know, I'm watching shit. I'm like, now this happened. This happened.
Because
you
see my face? No.
Like, this is
that's my teenage movie.
You know, but now it's going to be a new generation of teenage movies.
They got me in there like witches and shit. I'm looking like, they can cast spells.
They're doing all of that in this movie.
Let me try that.
But the thing is, you know, I see that there's a few things that they're doing differently in this film, but, you know, Blumhouse always on a roll when it comes to these movies. So I'm not surprised that, you know, they're taking this type of movie and, like, yeah, we're going to do it again. Because they did it for Halloween. They fucking brought back Halloween. And I enjoyed the shit out of that one, dude.
I really did.
Like, that was a really good. I'm probably that Resurrection H2O don't count no more, because, I mean, Busta Rhymes and Cool J is not in that universe anymore. But, you know, it was pretty good. Resurrection is one way we're about to run the
I'm thinking bring back to it. I'm like,
Like, that don't count no more. All those movies don't count no more. Only the first one and now this one. And they already shot the sequel, but, you know, they can't put it out because Corona.
Fucking with the Rona.
Like, Corona took away all my movies this year and it's killing me.
Took away my graduation.
Oh, facts. That's not the way you graduate at all.
No, not on a fucking computer.
No. I don't want shit. Like, this shit don't make no sense. But, guys, you know, I want you guys to definitely check out Black is King. You know, you only can see it on Disney Plus for now.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, what you call it is going to be good. The Craft Legacy. Hopefully, it's going to be fine. You know, they got a what you call it movie coming out that's like Freaky Friday, but they flipped it where it's, you know, how the girl usually switch places with her mom. A girl gets switch places with a serial killer that was trying to kill her, and actually in a serial killer body. Yeah. Guess who's playing the killer?
I'm out.
Guess who's playing the killer?
Oh, yeah.
Vince Vaughn. From what, Wedding Crashers?
Motherfucker, Holiday Heart?
No, not Ving Rhames.
Oh, shit.
That would make a crazy movie, though. I'm not gonna lie. I want the shit out of that. And I would want the shit out of that. Like... I don't watch that shit. There's no problem. No.
Oh, shit.
Watch Black is King, y'all. Until next time. Much love. God bless. 2 feet and 2 degrees.
Be safe.
Talk to you later.